Coming up in this hour, Jeremy Stevens, founding member of High Fidelity. Jeremy has a new single that was released just recently. The name of the single is Could I Knock on Your Door? It's going to be part of a full album released August 13th on Rebel Records. The album is entitled How I Hear It. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard one of my favorite cuts from one of my favorite albums from one of my favorite bands. You heard the title cut, Banjo Player's Blues, from High Fidelity, which was the album was released in 2020. And on the phone with me now is Jeremy Stevens of High Fidelity and some other news we're going to talk about. How you doing?
Doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. It's always good to chat with you. And we've done this several times. You kind of know the ropes. I'm very informal about these things. I wanted to speak to you again. By the way, congratulations on how well Banjo Player's Blues, the album, is. I played for the audience the title cut from that, which features a lot of you in it. But the album is doing so well, and I'm so glad that it's really just, I figured it would. You never know, especially with COVID, but I think it's doing so well on the charts, and people recognize just what a strong recording it was. Top to bottom.
Yeah, we've been so blessed by all our records, really. But Banjo Player's Blues, the album, has done very well for us in spite of all of the concerns of the past year and what so much of the community's dealt with. It's, in spite of all that, it's still been good for us.
It's been great. It's popping up everywhere. So that was the last album. Before that, we talked about we were in Raleigh at the time. We were sitting around the table.
And that's right.
The release then was Hills and Home, which was 2018. So the audience should know you well by now, and they're both on Rebel. You have a new album coming out on Rebel, which won't be till August, but I think the album will be How I Like It. But I wanted to talk to you because I know that there's a single that was released, the title of which is Could I Knock on Your Door?
Yes, and the album's How I Hear It, which is... And it's my solo album, which actually is my second solo album for Rebel Records. I did one with them when I was about 16 called Scarlet Banjo. And
I remember that. I was looking things up, and you're right. Thanks for how I hear it, not how I like it. But I remember that album, and I thought, wow, how did I come across that? I don't have it in my library here, but as soon as I saw that, I thought, I remember that album.
Yeah, it may be... few tracks or something may still be available for digital download or something like that, or maybe streaming, but the physical copies are long gone at this point. But that was a real blessing for me at 16 for my first solo album to actually be on Rebel. And so I've had, you know, connection with them for quite some time, and was glad when High Fidelity got going that Rebel wanted us, you know, as well. So I always felt like they sort of stuck their necks out for me when I was a kid, you know, and I wasn't doing a lot of touring then and that sort of thing, but they believed in me. So I thought, well, this would be great, you know, for High Fidelity. We're actually out there and we can help out Rebel a little bit, you know, and it's been really good for both of us, and we're certainly grateful for that. But yes, so my second solo album, How I Hear It, is to be released. The street date is August 13th, and this past Friday, June the 25th, the first single was released from the album, and it's one that was actually written by a really dear friend and mentor to me, who actually passed away just like I was starting to rehearse for this album when he passed, and he believed in me. He wanted me to carry on his music when I was playing with him. Cecil Hall is his name. He has history in bluegrass music. His band, the Dominion Bluegrass Boys, backed Charlie Monroe when Charlie sort of was having a little resurgence there before he passed in the early 70s. And Cecil's always written a lot of songs. They had a couple of albums on Rebel at that time. And Cecil was a great friend to me. And in his later years and his writings, he would put me down as the co-writer, whether I helped him or not, which I didn't very much. Because I never considered myself much of a writer, but so I'm co-writer on the song because of that, and he actually gave me his publishing company too a year or two before he passed, and so Cecil always talked about ringing that bell, And hopefully we're ringing the bell a little bit now.
Let it ring. Let it ring. Yeah, I think you're doing it. You're doing a great job. I'm going to talk a little bit about the album, then I'm going to come back to this new release. I Knock on Your Door. But so here's your second solo album. You described the other one, Scarlet Banjo. What leads you, Jeremy Stevens, High Fidelity, powerful band. I love everything you guys do. It's just high quality. And at some point, you want to do this album, How I Hear It. And what prompts someone like you to do that? I think it's a stretch out a little bit, maybe for every artist. But I mean, what is it that does it?
You know, Steve, for me, it was High Fidelity has been very fulfilling for me as a musician and singer, and for me and Karina to sing a lot of the stuff that we love together. We are, you know, equal partnership in High Fidelity.
Oh yeah.
But the music is and the material that we choose is highly driven by me and Karina and Kurt. And but there were still some things. We have a very stringent sort of criteria that we run everything through that we do in High Fidelity. And there's still some things that I really like that are a little bit outside of what we feel is the High Fidelity sound. And though so much of what we do in High Fidelity is really what I love, because Reno and Smiley, Jim and Jesse type of thing, stylistically, I really love all that. But and a lot of what I'm doing here falls into that vein as well. But I had some other things I wanted to do, basically, and some other musicians I wanted to collaborate with and that I've known a long time, and I was just kind of wanted to have the freedom to do an album that was just how I wanted to do it, basically. And for me, that means playing playing all the banjo on the album, but also playing a lot of the rhythm guitar. And there were some things I wanted to do on the mandolin. So we kind of based the record around, what I was wanting, and that's how the title came about, How I Hear It. Mm-hmm. We tossed around a variance of that title, but How I Hear It seemed to be the best thing. So that's kind of the basis of the album.
I think what you're saying is that the High Fidelity, I know from talking to you and Karina several times that you have a very, and you mentioned it already, you have a pretty distinct focus on what what the music you want coming into that group and how you want to do it. And you always touch base with classic recordings and classic artists, and you add your own thing to it, but you have that concept. This then strikes me as well from what you're saying is it's great music that you want to play, but it might not be, you don't have to try to shoehorn it into a High Fidelity. That's its own thing, and these are things that are just a little different. Still great music, but they maybe don't fit into what that focus is for High Fidelity.
That's exactly right, and I think most people would probably listen to this record and not hear a lot of vast differences in what we do in High Fidelity and what this record is, but everything we do in High Fidelity is sort of nuance, I guess, and but those nuances come across to the audience maybe a little bit different, and they don't necessarily realize always, what we're doing, but it is what makes High Fidelity what High Fidelity is.
I know from having talked to you and Karina that every little speck is planned. I mean, and there's great musicianship within High Fidelity, but I know because we've talked so much about the music that High Fidelity has that none of these things are accidents. So I'm assuming then the same approach from a different perspective is going to apply to How I Hear It, your solo city. It's going to be that same.
Yes.
I can tell you this, folks, there are no accidents when it comes to Jeremy and Karina and with High Fidelity or whatever they do. If you stopped them in the middle of the song, they would tell you, well, we played that note there because back in 1948, I mean, that's just the way it is. And that's a wonderful thing that you guys have that ability to connect it all. So, before we play the tune then, I'll come back and talk to you after we play that song. But so we think August, there's an August date. Do you know how many cuts are going to be on it? You probably don't have the full list yet.
Yeah, well, no, actually the album's done. It's sent off to press. I will probably have the physical copies, you know, to sell at live shows by sometime in July. At least that's the hope.
Good.
So, yeah, the album's all done, but, you know, we wanted to go ahead and choose a single for a radio release, and this seemed to be the one. Mark Freeman at Rebel, he liked this one, and this is one I always kept going back to when I was listening through the master, so... we all agreed on this one.
Well, and this would probably work for a live show. I assume you'll do some high fidelity when they appear. I assume there'll be some cuts from this, How I Hear It.
Most definitely, yeah. Yes. And we've actually done this one a time or two with High Fidelity already.
Okay.
Our station-in show a few weeks ago, we performed this song, and Karina and I did our Stevens Brothers concert with the California Bluegrass Association's Turn Your Radio Online, and Karina and I sang this song on there as well.
I assume, because it seems to be happening, that venues seem to be opening up, and so concert calendars are now being filled in live.
Yes. We're very busy. I guess our next thing is going to be July 3rd. Calvert City, Kentucky, and then we have something the end of July there, the Mac Festival up in Ohio, and also something in Foxburg, Pennsylvania that same weekend, and it just goes on. It's every weekend from the end of July through mid-September, and then October and November are getting busy too.
I'm talking to Jeremy Stevens, if you're just tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. Hills and Home 2018, Banjo Players Blues 2020, those are Rebel. Are those available through a website for High Fidelity then?
Yes, they are. HighFidelityBluegrass.com.
And you probably also have the information for touring available there.
Yes, we have our current schedule. There may be a couple of dates I haven't put in there yet, but yes, our general schedule is available there as well.
Let me ask you a little bit about then... I would call this song, it comes up in my queue, as Could I Knock on Your Door. I think there should be a parenthetical statement in there that Could I Knock on Your Door Once Again? Could I Knock Once Again on Your Door? I keep thinking, well, how come that's not the title? But it's not in there. It's Could I Knock on Your Door? But at the line is always Could I Knock Once Again, which I understand it, on your door. But tell me a little bit about that song in particular. You mentioned you had co-write. But talk a little bit about the song and why you chose that as the single to release.
So written by Cecil Hall of Stuart, Virginia. Cecil was a dear friend and mentor to me, one of the most generous people I've ever known. And he passed away just right before I started doing the rehearsals for the recording of this project. And so I hate that he wasn't able to... to hear the final product. He knew that I'd mentioned several times I was going to record this song and a song that his sister had wrote. When I used to sing it with Cecil all the time when I was in his band in the early 2000s, he always pronounced once,
yeah.
And I sang it that way so many times that... I had to do it because never heard it any other way.
I think it's perfect.
You sing something that way for so long, it's just there. So,
yeah.
And then I realized in listening back to the recording that when I'm singing one of those verses, I say once in the verse, but when I come to the chorus, I say once.
You put the T in it. I think I heard that. I think I heard
completely,
that.
Completely, I didn't even realize I was doing that, but the chorus is when I sang it with Cecil, so he always said once.
Who is Karina on this song?
Yes,
yeah.
Karina is, she's singing. Mm-hmm. She's not playing. She's singing the harmony with me on it, and Hunter Berry's actually playing fiddle. And I'm playing guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Mike Bubb is playing the bass. And I always wanted to do a session with Mike Bubb playing bass. He's wonderful. And Hunter and I met when we were teenagers at the Galax Fiddlers Convention and bonded over the love for Benny Martin back then. I loved Reno, and he loved Benny Martin. And we played some of that stuff back then when we were kids, basically. And I kind of heard this song... sort of based on some of Benny Martin's Mercury records from the 50s, and Benny played guitar on those.
Okay.
A lot of, and he had Dale Potter play fiddle, and Dale tried to play like Benny on the fiddle, and but he would kick off a lot of them on the guitar, and I kind of heard that sound in this song. So and Benny kind of had this slappy up and down duka chicka duka chicka duka chicka type of lick on the guitar that's very recognizable. Once you hear Benny Martin once on the guitar, you can't unhear it. If you hear it again, you know, oh, that's Benny Martin. It's just as distinctive as his fiddle playing. So I thought it'd be cool to have the Benny Martin sound on the guitar and Benny Martin sound on the fiddle. So
yeah.
I pulled Hunter in for this one, and I actually got to play Don Reno's Herringbone. Guitar on this song.
Oh, man.
And a few other songs on the album. I had it and Don's banjo as well.
Oh, geez.
For the sessions. And so that was a real blessing.
That's fun. That's fun stuff.
Yes. Marty Stewart owns the guitar now, and I've got to know Marty when I was with the Chuck Wagon Gang. He's been a real friend and was willing to loan that guitar to me for the session. So that's a little background.
That's good. No, that's good. Well, I'll tell you what, let's, Jeremy, I'm talking to Jeremy Stevens. I'm going to play it in this single that's been released on June 25th, I believe, was the date. It's from an upcoming album, How I Hear It. And this tune is on the title, Can I Knock on Your Door? I will forever introduce it as Can I Knock Once Again on Your Door?
There you go.
But I'm going to play it. Don't go anywhere, Jeremy. I'll be right back in a second.
Okay.
All right, there it is. That's the single, Can I Knock on Your Door, with parenthetical statement. It's a great song. It's perfect for you. It's perfect for. I love the explanation you gave for all the different people that you pulled in. Hunter Barry's perfect. In so many ways, is he perfect to be Benny Martin's
fiddle
player.
Yeah, during the session, I actually, Mike Bubb just mentioned it. I don't remember what they were talking about, but apparently Hunter played fiddle at Benny Martin's funeral, which I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He knew Benny and was close to him when he was young like that. And so he played, I don't remember what song it was, they said he played at the funeral.
They're matching personalities.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If they want to be on stage, they can be matching personalities. Hunter's got a big personality.
Yeah. And something else I'll mention about the song that mm-hmm. Sort of Karina insisted on me trying to do this, I wanted to, the song's in B flat, and I wanted to just kind of capo up and play it. And Karina said, you know, people ask you all the time about playing without a capo, because I used to do that all the time, and I don't as much now, but she said, you should work this up and play it open, you know. So I always played it in C with Cecil Hall when we used to perform it back then, and so I tried to play it. I played it in open B flat, ran my fifth string down to F to sort of give it kind of like I was playing out of C, mm-hmm. and worked it out in open B flat. And so that gives it a little bit of a different feel as well on the banjo. I thought that would probably be worth mentioning.
Yeah, that's great.
We're talking about the song.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's a great song. I can't wait. I will find when the entire album on Rebel Records, How I Hear It, comes out. I'll find it in August, and I'll get the rest of it into the mix. And at some point, you and I'll talk again. I bet.
That sounds great, Steve. I always enjoy enjoy chatting with you.
I always enjoy speaking with anybody from High Fidelity, you and Karina and whatever. And I love your music. And congratulations on getting this new album out, and just to the band as a whole. I just think you guys just keep reaching higher and higher and succeeding all the time.
Well, that means so much. Appreciate that. And I'll mention, too, I've got a website myself started up.
Okay.
JeremyStevensMusic.com and also Facebook.com/JeremyStevensMusic.
Good.
Stevens with a PH. Right now we just have a splash page up on the website, but we're working on getting that built, and the CD will be for sale on there, and we'll probably have it for sale on High Fidelity's page as well.
Great.
Along with some of our other projects of the other members, we've intended to do that for some time now.
Good.
So we'll get all those up.
Well, I'm looking forward. Thanks for that extra bit of information. I didn't flesh it out, and you did. Thanks so much,
sir.
Jeremy Stevens. Guys, have a great High Fidelity crew, and you have a great time out on the road again, and be careful. I know you will, and enjoy getting out in front of people again. It must be so hard to be a performer all those years, and nobody's there.
Yeah, It's tough. But yeah. we're thankful for the days ahead.
Yeah, you are. All right, Jeremy Stevens, thanks a lot, man. I'll talk to you later down the road.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
See you, bye.